When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2135, Pre-Paving Your Yellow Brick Road by Shayna Olmsted of shaynaolmsted.com. And I'm Justin Wallach, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And I'll keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to our next post and continue optimizing your life. Pre-Paving Your Yellow Brick Road by Shayna Olmsted of shaynaolmsted.com. What we focus on expands, and what we expect, we generally receive. If we are focusing on negativity, worry, fear, and lack, that is what we will experience. If we are focusing on feeling good, being aligned and in harmony with the universe, that is also what we will experience. One of the most common things I work on with clients is pre-paving. There are a lot of names for this, and I let my energy system tune into my clients and use the words that are most effective for each individual to activate this process. It is common, and makes logical sense, to think we should prepare, really meaning worry, about upcoming things in order to make sure they go well. We should think through all possible outcomes in order to feel safe. Even though it logically makes sense to worry about the future, it doesn't help at all. What we fear, we create. If we are worried about something in the future, we are actually creating a vibrational frequency of fear, which attracts the very things to it that you are afraid of. Everything is made of subatomic particles. Our thoughts and feelings create our vibrational frequency and our point of attraction. Our brains are super awesome. There's always a part of them trying to protect us that is running in the background usually, but sometimes getting loud and annoying in the forefront. This part of our brain was created to keep us safe. It is always on alert for danger and will always be with us, thank goodness, to protect us and keep us safe. The prefrontal cortex, the part that we try to use consciously to plan for and prevent danger, was not actually designed to do this. This is why it feels so confusing, and we never really get to feel safe or settled when we try to plan for the future out of fear. What happens when we are trying to process upcoming potential danger is that it actually makes danger, or something we could perceive as negative, more likely to happen. When we are clogging up our brain with unnecessary fear and worry, we get in the way of the natural flow of energy and what is in our highest good. We actually block the flow of magical goodness that is available to us. We send negative energy to the outcome, creating a negative result. For example, say you are worried about an upcoming job interview. Your brain tells you to make sure you have prepared and thought of all possible potential outcomes. Have you read the company history? Do you have answers for all the crazy questions you think they might ask? Will they like you? If you go into the interview with this frequency, you'll be scared, your brain will only be working at half capacity, and your potential future employer will feel this and most likely not give you a job offer because something just didn't feel right. Your thoughts, feelings, and worries created the opposite of the outcome you wanted, even though your logical brain thought it was all prepared. Your vibration is everything. A more effective strategy to prepare for anything you want while staying in ease and flow is to pre-pave the way. This looks like, number one, shifting momentum. If you can't think about the upcoming thing without worrying, think about and do other things until you are in a happy and calm place. Do not send any energy to what you want that is not of the highest frequency. Number two, feeling as if. When you are in a good feeling place, consciously set aside time to feel the feeling that you want to feel in the interview. Picture yourself smiling, laughing, and feeling confident in the interview. Feel the feeling of the final outcome, which is having a job that you love that pays you well, without being too specific that it has to be this job. Letting go of needing it to be a certain way decreases fear and allows more room for beautiful, high-energy subatomic particles to flow into your life. This goes beyond thinking and visualizing. Really getting into the feeling of what you want is what creates the frequency of the manifestation you want to create. And three, practicing consistently. It is important to make sure you are continuing to check in with your high energy system to make sure your vibration stays where you want it to be. Nobody is 100% perfect, but the more frequently you can keep your energy aligned with the feeling that you want to create, the more likely you will be to receive the outcome that you want. So just gently, lovingly, and frequently remind your energy system of what you are allowing to enter your life. This doesn't mean that every time you practice this, you will magically get everything you want. It does mean that you will feel good, you will attract things that are more aligned with your higher self, you'll be at peace through the process. It does mean that your potential employer will feel the elevation in your frequency and won't even be able to explain why they offer you the job, they'll just know it feels right. To continue this process in all areas of your life, make sure you are celebrating your evolving consciousness as well. Each time you're able to keep your vibration in an elevated state, congratulate yourself. It's not easy to change old habits and rise above the mass consciousness of fear to be able to be a powerful co-creator of your reality. You are doing great. You got this. You just listened to the post titled Pre-Paving Your Yellow Brick Road by Shayna Olmsted of shaynaolmsted.com. Great tips from Shayna today covering the law of attraction and more. Always worth rethinking and applying in your own life, even just for a day. So see how you can refocus today and this weekend. Have a happy Friday and start to your weekend. And I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.